Okay, so we are in the final segment of our training on the books of the Bible. You should have by now had the overall structure committed to memory, and you should be pretty well locked in with the books of the Old Testament. By the way, if you don't have that nailed pretty well by now, stop what you are doing, go back and get the other two first. You never want to take too much at a time, but if you do have those two things pretty well committed to memory where you're feeling pretty confident, let's move on because we've only got four more segments of the Bible left. There's four major segments in the New Testament. Now, you may already have pictures preloaded and you may be getting the hang of this system well enough that you don't even need to listen to the rest of this. You see the pictures on the website in front of you and perhaps you've made up your stories. You've got them filed to your shoulders, your collar, your face, and your point already. And if that's the case, stick with what you have done by yourself. Anything that you do on your own automatically is better than anything that I can possibly give you simply by virtue of the fact that you made it up. However, if you want me to walk you through the rest of it, here we go. This is just the way that I would do it if I had to commit the rest of the books of the Bible to memory. The next section, as you know, we are onto our shoulders, right? What do we have on our lungs? We had, that's right, that minor group of prophets with the coal miner. So now on our shoulders, who have you got riding up there? That's right, you've got Jesus sitting on your shoulders. Now there's five books in the next section here, which is the life of Jesus in the early church. The five books, most of you know the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then there's one other book that tells the whole story of the life of the early Christian church. That's the book of Acts. As you can see, you've got pictures on the website. A Matthew would be represented by a mat, like a doormat. A Mark would be represented by a magic marker. Luke would be a loop of rope. A John, as we know from the workshop, is represented by a toilet. No offense to anybody, that's just already a picture. And then an axe would be a representative picture of Acts. So I want you to imagine on your shoulders, right now you've got Jesus maybe just sitting there. I want you to imagine that in his right hand he is holding a mat. He is writing on it with a magic marker. Are you seeing it in your mind's eye? That's being held by a loop of rope. He throws that mat then into a toilet and starts chopping it up with an axe. If you have made that picture with action and emotion and done it clearly in your mind, you now have that filed to your shoulders, which is Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts. Bingo! That section is now done. Review that for a moment. And we're going to move on. This is the biggest segment it's actually the largest number of books, along with the minor prophets, in the entire Bible. It's the letters from the Apostle Paul. So what do we have on there right now? That's right, you've got that multicolored beach ball with letters all over it. Now we need to turn that into and create some action that's going to get us Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. Now, again, you may already have these pictures created into a story that ball is acting out right there on your collar. But if you don't, here's how I would do it. I want you to imagine that ball that you've already got on there, right? He puts on a big Roman helmet. Can you picture that Roman helmet? It's bronze. It's got the big brush, broom-looking thing up on the top of it. Puts on a Roman helmet, and that ball then shoves two apple cores into its mouth. You have to imagine it like a cartoon. Two apple cores for Corinthians. That ball then puts on a pair of galoshes, walks up to an elephant, which I use for a representative picture for Ephesians, picks up a Phillips head screwdriver, which we know from the workshop would be a representation of Philip, or Philippians in this case, and starts scraping coal off of his shins. Coal off shins, Colossians. He then puts down the Phillips head screwdriver, grabs two thistles. If you can picture a thistle plant, they're real sharp and they've got spines sticking out of them. Off of these two thistles fly two moths, which are wearing ties. Now, they're not wearing these ties, however, on their neck. They're wearing them on their toes, their tie toes, or Titus. Phonetically, those are exactly the same. Once those moths fly off with the ties around their toes, that ball, or Paul, picks up a lemon and starts filing the skin off of that lemon. Have you got that picture? Again, review it, play this recording back several times to get it in your head if you haven't got it already. But you just took 13 books, bam, all 12 letters from the Apostle Paul, and filed them right there on your collar with that Roman helmet and the two apple Corinthians and the Galoshes or Galatians, the Ephesians symbolized by that elephant. What did he pick up then? That's right, that Phillips head or Philippian screwdriver, scraped the coal off of his shins for Colossians, grabbed those two Thessalonians with the two Timothys that flew off. They had the ties on their toes for the tie toes. And then he filed that lemon for Philemon. We are almost done here, you guys. You are doing great. We only have two more segments to go, and they're smaller ones. There's actually 8 books in the next segment, which is Where on Your Face. That's right. You've got that postal letter, the apostles' letters, right? So here's how you get them. What are the books? They're Hebrew, as you can see, Hebrews, James 1 and 2, Peter 1, 2, and 3, John. We've got that imagery again, and then Jude. Here's a real easy way to do this, right? Hebrews. You can make a brew into a broom. Now, if you want to use a different picture for Hebrews other than a broom, knock yourself out. But you can picture it this way. That postal letter has a broom in its hand. Again, you got to imagine it like a cartoon. This broom has chains wrapped around it. Chains would represent James. He's using these brooms and he sweeps two egg beaters, as in Peter, sweeps the two egg beaters, and they go right underneath three toilets that you see lined up. Three, John, John, John. One John, two John, and three John. Picture it clearly. Now, inside of those toilets, all three of them are filled up with what? They're filled up with jewels. That's exactly right. So the brooms with the chains sweep the two egg beaters under three what? Three toilets, not two toilets, three toilets. You have to see each one of them. One John, two John, and three John that are filled up and overflowing with jewels or Jude. Bingo, that's on your face. Now, the last one, there's only one book, and it's the very last one. If you remember from your workshop, the primacy and recency effect would dictate that you're probably going to remember the book of Revelations simply because it's the last one and you don't even really need a fancy memory technique for it. But if you really want to take this exercise to its full extent and make a picture out of it, what have you got on your point on top of your head right now? That's right, you've got that professor because it's the prophecy section. And there really is only one. There's only one book in it, and it's the book of Revelations. Now, if you want to picture that professor preaching or giving a lecture about a revolution, that would be one way of doing it. Or he could be giving a lecture on two rival nations. Either way, if you picture that professor giving this lecture and spinning this story about some sort of war that's a revolution or it's between two rival nations, either one would get you the picture for Revelations on the point of your head. So there you have it. Just like that, it probably took you about 20 or 25 minutes of actual study time total. You now have all 66 books of the Bible committed to memory. If you want to lock them in long term, go back to what we've talked about numerous times, 1 hour, 1 day, and 1 week. Review this material in the next hour. Review it again in the next 24 hours. Come back to it in a few days, and you will be amazed how well that information will stick with you. Obviously, come back and visit our website and listen to this recording if you need a refresher, because it's on here permanently. We're always adding new stuff, so come on back and visit us regularly. I can't wait to hear more of your success stories. Have a terrific day.